We're doing the Seder HaKabbalah. We're up to page 115 in the Machon Ofik edition. Page Ein Vav in the Mosad Hare Kuk edition. The 10th chapter, Tkufat HaGaonim. Nachazit Chizman HaGaonim. After the period of the Savaram, we begin the period of what's called the Gaonim, Umirishonim. The first Gaonim were Mar Bar Chanan, Mar Rav Mari, Mar Rav Huna, Rav Chinina Minahar Pekod, Rav Ahilai Halevi, Rav Yaakov Minahar Pekod, Rav Huna Bar Yosef, Rav Chia Mimeshan, Mar Yenuka, Rabbe Bar Rav Natronai, Vachareim. So, the next generation is Mar Rav Yehuda Gaon, Shekatav Kama Sugiyot Upsakim Bagmara, that he wrote some sugyos and some halachic rulings in the Gemara. Meaning, sometimes the Gemara will say the Hilchasa, and Tosus comes and says, that's Rav Yehuda Gaon. Now, some commentaries say that that Rav Yehuda Gaon was the composer of Baal Halachos Gedolos. Rav Yehuda Gaon, it's unclear who wrote it. There's a discussion that it was Rav Yehuda Gaon, that he was blind, that his students wrote things and he wasn't always on top of it. Sometimes there were things that were in that were not exactly him. That his work was so early that sometimes some things he said entered the Gemara. You have places where Tosus or Rashi write, this is from Baal Halachos Gedolos. It's not really the Gemara. So this isn't the Meiri's Chiddush here. The Ritva on Daf Gimel in Kiddushin says that the first page and a half of Kiddushin are from Rabbanan Savaroi. Wasn't the Gemara.
Yeah, I
okay.
The Savaroi only discuss like grammatical things. I don't know if that's the case in Kiddushin.
But who says what you just said? Okay.
But Gaon, Sugiyot, what does that mean? Like actual, Rava said this and that? I mean, what kind of Sugiyot are we talking about? I understand, Halacha, okay, you put in a line, who's the bottom of the rough?
Okay, so in the footnote here, the quote, the Rambanim, Baba Metzia Yud Beis, Baba Metzia Yud Tes, Lamed Ches, Tzadi Ches, Baba Bansu Samech Ches, Chulin Samech Beis, Kuf Tes Zayin, the Ritvin Kiddushin Mem Vav, and Baba Metzia Gimel Dalit Zayin, and the Meiri and Brochus Lamed Zayin. Okay. So they leave it as something to look into. I don't know. So he lived in 4499. There were many other rabbis in that day. So the next generation, afterwards was Rabbi Shimon Kaira Shechiber Alachot Gedolot. You see, he doesn't seem to hold that Rabbi Yehuda Gaon was Baal Alachos Gedolos. He says it was Rabbi Shimon Kaira. Okay, so this is a big discussion. Who is the composer of Alachos Gedolos? There were other big rabbis in his day. Then you enter the period of Rav Natronai and others that were with him. Rav Acha Mishavcha, Vuchi Ber Sefer Shiltot. So he says this is Rav Acha. The Shiltos is Rav Acha Mishavcha, not the Rav Achai of the Savoroim that we saw earlier. Kolel Abim Dinei Talmud, his Shiltos encompass many of the halachos of the Talmud. He says his work is so great you can rely on him in most of what he has to say. And when he passed away, it was 4512. And the next generation is Rav Maria Cohen and Rav Tzemach. Anan and Shaul, these were two types of minim. We say they're the ones who started the Karaite movement. this Ananin Shaul compiled works against the Talmud, Vitur Bibni Adam. And they led many people astray, Adshu Kalta Utam, till it was realized their error. V'chala Anan Vayelach, V'Shaul Yarad Sheol, V'lo Ya'ale. Okay, so he uses poetic form to say that the Anan, the cloud, dissipated, and Shaul went down to Sheol, to perdition, and he ain't coming back up. V'achehim, and the next generation was Rav Bevai HaLevi, Rav Chinna Bar Mesharshia, Rav Malchia, Rav Chia HaLevi, Rav Yosef Bar Shila, Rav Mordechai HaKohen, v'chen harbe, dor achar dor. And so you have many, generation after generation, v'achehim, and after that, Rav Nachshon, Rav Moshe HaKohen, v'acherim imo, v'chen dor achar dor, ad shegei hazman Rabbeinu Saadia. You go generation after generation till you hit Rav Saadia Gaon, who came out from Mitzrayim to Sfarad. He was imported from Egypt to Spain. They brought him in. The Chibel Sfarim Arbe Aden Ketz B'Torah Shebal Peh, and he compiled many works in Torah Shebal Peh, with Torah Shebichtav, with Dikduk, with Tzad Chochmot Chitzoniot. And he also compiled works about science, not just about Torah Bichtav Me'al Peh. V'Rov Sfarad B'Ruim Nismoch Alem, and in general you could rely on what he writes. Ela Sheb Sefer Emunot Ketav Tzad Dvarim Bilti Mekubalim. But in his work of Emunot V'Deot, some of the stuff he wrote is not according to our tradition. And in that, I don't recommend you go with him. What does that mean?
This rabbi was very good in some areas, but in other areas... What?
He was very good in what?
In some areas. In other areas, he shouldn't trust him.
And Emunot Vidot, he says, look, his philosophy is not exactly in line with our tradition. And I wouldn't recommend going with him in his...
You're going to learn all Allah from him, but you're not going to listen to him in his day of Jewish thought?
Yeah, look at that. Wow. We don't say he's an apostate. We don't say he's ridiculous. We say, what a big rabbi. I can learn so much from him. And yet there's something which I say, you know what? I wouldn't learn that from him because that's not exactly our tradition. Look at that. That's how big rabbis talk. Yeah. Yeah. There's a concept called breadth within Judaism. And I can accept that someone has something which is not exactly my tradition. And I wouldn't recommend you go with it. But I can still respect him and say, learn the rest of his Torah. Yes.
But is he saying it's kosher or not?
Yes, he's saying he's a kosher person. Everything is kosher. And on that, I would not rely on him because that's not our tradition.
So what he's saying, although he doesn't recommend you learning from it, is kosher.
I think so.
Is it like Ashkenazim treating Sephardim and Sephardim treating Ashkenazim, or is it more like Rabbi Meir learning from a heretic?
No, it's like Ashkenazim and Sephardim. It's not like he's not a heretic. This isn't our tradition, and I wouldn't go after it.
He's talking about the Sephardim. He's talking about the Sephardi tradition.
It's like Haggah and.
He says, look, he has some of the stuff he writes in Emunot Vedot are not in accordance with our tradition. Now, the Rambam also writes that about Rav Saadia Gaon. I didn't want, you dragged me down a path where I didn't want to go, but I guess I have no choice. The Rambam writes, Rav Saadia Gaon writes in his book when the Mashiach is going to come, and Chazal say not to do that. So that's not in accordance with our tradition. So what am I going to do with that? So he says, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you that Rav Saadia Gaon was a huge Talmid Chacham, and obviously he saw that in his time period that the Muslims were doing forced conversions and burning people at the stake and killing anyone who didn't convert, so the Jews needed a shot in the arm. So even though technically you're not supposed to discuss when the Mashiach is going to come, but he figured he got to give his people hope. So he said, don't worry, it's just around the corner. I'll tell you the date. Did he really believe that was the date? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe he just knew that he has to say something to give people to hold out. So he said, on that we don't agree with him. Okay, Rashi also says that. Rashi and Daniel. He says, Rav Saadia Gaon gave you a date for the Mashiach. Okay, so it didn't come. Fine. We still accept everything he says. So he was wrong on the date. Fine. Okay. So it's not based on a tradition that he set a date when the Mashiach would come. So why did he say it? Rashi doesn't answer. The Rambam answers in Igeret Teman. Okay, so maybe that's what the Meir is talking about. That I can't give him a blanket askama because there is something he said which isn't exactly right. He said the Mashiach is going to come at a certain date, and he didn't. Okay, what can I do now? So I can tell you, he's a good person, he's a big rabbi, learn all his works, and then Emunot Vedot, you're going to come across some things that are not based on our tradition. Okay, fine. I can live with that. Rashi lived with that, he still learned of Saadia Gaon, the Rambam lived with that. Sure, Rashi quotes Rav Saadi Gaon and Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah, in his commentary on Daniel.
What? It's pretty impressive, you know which book.
You'll see, you'll open up Daniel, you'll read it once, it'll impress you too.
This is probably what he's talking about.
I don't know, he doesn't tell me what he's talking about. I'm just saying, you know, there's one thing that Rav Saadi Gaon said that the commentaries already said something like this about. They say that Rav Saadi Gaon was a descendant of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And he was in the period of David ben Zakkai the Nasi in Israel. And they had many disagreements. Okay, so that's discussed historically. At the end of his days was 4,430. Afterwards you have Rav Hai bar David, then Rav Kohen Tzedek, and then Rav Amram. And each generation had their leaders. Aviv shel Rabbeinu Hai. So we hit the period of Rav Shri Rai Gaon, the father of Rav Hai. V'umi zera Rabba Bar Avua. He was a descendant of Rabba Bar Avua. Migeza bet David. From the trunk of the house of David. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, tomorrow.